From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama met today with a dozen community bankers, urging them to provide more credit so small business people can hire additional workers. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Unlike the big Wall Street bankers President Obama met with last week, community bankers played little role in the risky behavior that contributed to the financial meltdown. Instead of a scolding, these banks got simple encouragement to lend. Mr. Obama says it's important for banks that have money available to get it to business people who need credit.
The pendulum may have swung too far in the direction of not lending after a decade in which it had gone way too far in the direction of getting money out the door no matter the risk. That if we can get that balance right, that there are businesses and communities out there that are ready to grow again.
Mr. Obama says his administration will try to avoid over-regulating small banks, but he encouraged bankers to support legislation aimed at protecting consumers. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Senate leaders say they are working towards another test vote on a health care overhaul bill, with a vote for final passage now scheduled for 8 a.m. Thursday. For a second straight day, Senate Democrats were able to beat back a Republican filibuster attempt, getting the necessary 60 votes to cut off debate. Senator Max Baucus, chairman of the Finance Committee, told reporters the finish line is in sight. Once passed, the Senate bill will have to be reconciled with the version passed by the House in what are likely to be difficult negotiations. President Obama, for his part, said today he will not leave Washington until the Senate finishes its work on the bill. An American general in northern Iraq has decided to discipline women soldiers who become pregnant during their deployment, along with their male partners. NPR's Tom Bowman reports.
Major General Tony Kukulow says pregnancy will now be included on a list of prohibited behavior, such as drug or alcohol use. So far, he's given letters of reprimand and sent home four women soldiers, two of whom were impregnated by their soldier husbands. The men were also punished and will remain in Iraq. It all comes down to readiness, says the general, making sure all soldiers are ready to complete their deployment.
Anybody that leaves the fight early, earlier than expected from what we believe to be a 12-month deployment, creates a burden on their teammates.
A burden, the general says, because other soldiers will have to do extra work and they might not get a replacement. So far, General Kukulow is the only commander in either Iraq or Afghanistan to come up with a no-pregnancy policy. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.
U.S. economy was still growing in the third quarter, though at a slightly weaker pace than initially thought. Commerce Department said today the gross domestic product, the total value of goods and services moving through the economy, expanded at a 2.2% annual rate. That's down from the previous estimate and down sharply from the 3.5% initially announced. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 50 points. This is NPR. At least three people were killed, as many as 20 others were injured in a suicide bombing outside a club for Pakistani journalists in the northwestern city of Peshawar. According to reports, the bombing occurred after a young man approached the gate of the Peshawar Press Club and a police guard attempted to search him. Officials say the bomber then detonated the explosives he was carrying, killing the guard, a club accountant, and a woman who was nearby. The attack is just the latest in a recent string carried out by militants seeking to further destabilize the country's weak civilian government. A sudden dust storm swept across an interstate highway in Arizona today, causing a series of collisions and killing at least three people. NPR's Ted Robbins has details.
As many as 20 vehicles collided on a stretch of Interstate 10, the main route between Phoenix and Tucson, including a truck which caught fire and exploded. The Arizona Department of Public Safety says a number of people were seriously burned or otherwise injured, along with the fatalities. Gusting winds above 30 miles an hour have cut visibility on the highway to a mile or less. The speed limit on that stretch is 75 miles an hour, making a quick stop difficult. Both directions of the interstate were closed to clear the crash. Officers say the eastbound side from Phoenix to Tucson will stay closed because of dust. It's not clear when it will reopen. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.
Judge presiding over the case of a man accused of killing one of the nation's few late-term abortion providers has rejected the so-called necessity defense. The ruling comes as another setback for lawyers representing 51-year-old Scott Roeder. Roeder confessed to shooting Dr. George Tiller this past May. He claimed the shooting was necessary to save the lives of unborn children. The judge rejected that argument. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.